Hi, everybody. It is Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. And this is the Writing Crusade Daily. And if you are listening to this, I recommend going back maybe to yesterday's because the file, again, got the wrong file uploaded somehow. File names got crossed up, and so you got the wrong thing. But that, if you are listening to this now, that should be fixed. So it was real brief, 6 minutes or something. So nothing terribly long, just to keep you on my daily streak there. I actually got that thing uploaded like 8:30. I'm like, I was really proud of myself that people would actually have time to listen to it with some of the day left. And then come to find out when I checked it out the next morning, it was like, blip. Oh man. So that file was bad. So that should be updated now. Today being Tuesday, I got a little bit more done, probably another page and a half worth. Again, kind of a little bit slow going today. And so we'll see where that goes. My mind is kind of wrapped up in the battlefront right now, because we're all eagerly anticipating the update, the next patch, the next big, supposed to be the big alteration to the game, the progression system, and the user interface, and pending some content, big content updates. That's what we're hoping for. Now, we're not going to get a big content drop with this patch, but it's just going to change some things going forward. And this is a thing they've been working on since the game came out, and there was so much negative reaction in the days before even the worldwide launch of the game that they made changes before the game even launched to the rest of the world. And, you know, I was in that early release group, because I bought the Elite pre-order or whatever. So, yeah, that's basically, I've been obsessed with that right now. But managed to get some words on the paper. And on those days when you are distracted by other things, I talked in yesterday's episode about not beating yourself up because you didn't get a lot of production done, but you got something done. Because and the part about thinking is writing, and writing is thinking sometimes, you know, it's being in that story world for a period of time every day kind of helps you stay in the flow, keeps your subconscious mind noodling over things in that story, so that by the time you get there again, you know, you'll have another burst. You'll have a 2,000 word burst like I had on Sunday. Again, that's not official. That's just my estimated word count. Still haven't been able to key everything in and get the total word count, but come heck or high water, you'll have that on Wednesday. And I'm hoping to do a full episode of the Writing Crusade very soon. Have not been able to get with Dan. We did the one episode, and then, like I was afraid of, things just started happening on Saturdays. You know, just personal things coming up and things we have to take care of, things we have to do. So we just haven't been able to get together on Saturdays to do any more episodes. But I am hoping to get another regular episode of the Writing Crusade out. Yeah, where was I going next? I don't really know. I think that's really it for now. Not a lot to share. Again, not a big advice episode or problem episode. I did move the story forward to the next part. So I will talk about this. Sometimes you might feel like you're just lurching ahead to the next thing. It's kind of like the way a TV series, a serial television show, not an episodic, but a serial, where you know, that episode ends on a cliffhanger and you're waiting for the next episode to resolve what happened. So, like yesterday, I got to the point where I got to the first sentence of the next scene. And so when I sat down again to write today, that was my launching point, and I, you know, moved forward. Today, the main character gets to meet the boss of the big bad people, the boss of the bad guys. And so the way I left it was with her being led to the quarters of the boss, or the home of the you know, where the big boss lives. And that meeting has yet to occur. So it's kind of like when I show back up to write again, whether that's tonight or tomorrow again, I will be ready to, okay, we've got this meeting. Let's go. Let's get this big reveal happening. And, you know, it's good to work like that. If you can, get anything on the page. You know, when you're on days when you're distracted, on days when you're dealing with something, when if you are sick, if you are in some sort of grief, one thing I would recommend to you, if you have trouble writing your fiction on those days, is journaling. Again, that kind of gets the flow going. Writing poetry, even if it's prose poetry, even if it's non-meter, you know, I don't know what they call that. But whatever, if you're writing how you feel, get those things on the page. It can help to clear your mind so that you can put a little bit down on the story that you're working on. Sometimes when you're sick, though, it's like you're in a mental funk, and the stuff you write looks like you're on a LSD trip. However, sometimes that can be most creative, a most creative period, because your conscious mind will be taking a vacation. It'll be like, I am out. I am not doing this. The editor brain goes to sleep when you're sick. The subconscious brain, though, is still there working, and your creative brain is still there working. So give it a chance. You know, give it a chance. Open up the, put the pen on the paper and open up the brain and let it just kind of spew out. Oh, that may be a bad analogy for someone who's sick, but you know, just let the brain flow. Do some work and see where the pen takes you. Off to Zanzibar to meet the Zanzibarbarians. And if you get that reference, I love you. Let's see. So anyway, you might feel like you're just, oh, I'm just lurching along. This isn't right. This isn't good. I need to put more words down. You got to stop with that kind of self-talk, because that does not help you down the road. Because what you are doing is, and I've talked about this before, maybe not here, but I think I've talked about it previously on a prior episode of the Writing Crusade, in the solo episodes, where turning the writing experience into something that your body and your brain sees as a threat to its mental health or peace of mind, where when you sit down and you beat yourself up because you didn't do enough, you can't do that, because then your brain will associate that activity with negativity. It will associate that activity with disappointment. It's kind of like a child who thinks he can't do anything right, or a husband, let's say, or even a wife. You know, anybody who, in any relationship, who feels like they're not good enough. That affects how you relate with that person. And so if you're continually telling yourself that I need to do more, I need to do more, you can believe that, and you can tell yourself, hey, you know what? I need to do some more. But don't beat yourself up over it when you don't. You know, tell yourself, you know, today wasn't a good day. I just didn't have a lot there. But tomorrow's another day. You know, I think you know what I mean. It's just, when you program yourself to start thinking negative thoughts about that activity, your brain doesn't want to do that activity, and it will resist you. It will cause you to have those excuses as to, oh, I can't do it today because of this or that or the other thing, because your brain won't want to go there, because your brain knows that it's going to get negative feedback from itself. It's weird. It's like a feedback loop, but it's true. And that's how it works. You condition yourself to think negatively about this experience. And so you won't want to participate in that experience if you're beating yourself up over it. It's like a kid who has trouble reading. And every time they read, it reminds them of how they feel dumb and they feel stupid and they feel like they're incapable. And so they don't want to do it. They resist it. It's the same concept. So there we go. There's your nugget for today. There is your Indiana Jim's arch-geekological discovery for today. We dug up that artifact, dusted it off, and now it's on display in a museum. You know why? Because it belongs in a museum. And I'm Batman. But anyway, other than that, I am Indiana Jim. And hopefully I will talk to you again tomorrow.